there is a 30-year history. I just happened to sort of be along for the ride. The history goes back to the University of Arizona, where there were three faculty members, Brian Dury and Sid Salmon, both who were very interested in multiple myeloma, and myself. And I was sort of assigned to run the breast cancer clinic. So I did breast cancer and lymphoma. I'd been trained at Stanford. The only thing I knew was lymphoma. I think my 2 years of fellowship, I saw two patients with breast cancer during that time. But about a year after I was there, we started to see some patients with breast cancer, Sid Salmon had contacts at the National Cancer Institute and actually made arrangements to have multiple boxes of 10 milligrams of adriamycin, it's still an investigational drug, shipped out from the National Cancer Institute. They were actually just sort of stored in our offices. And he had been on some kind of board at the National Cancer Institute. And in the middle of all that, they always would bring up Skipper and Schabel from the Southern Research Institute. And they went ahead and did some laboratory studies where they actually showed that adriamycin and cyclophosphamide were synergistic. So Sid had the idea we should combine these two drugs together, and I put together the clinical schedule. At that time, if you kind of keep in mind, 30 years ago, there were no venous access devices. This was really the first drug that was kind of a vesicant. We knew nitrogen mustard was, but we knew this drug could cause problems if it infiltrated. And every single dose that was given by the nurses was an adventure because you never quite knew what was going to happen. Oncology nursing was just getting started at the time as well. So what I did is I put together a schedule of intravenous adriamycin followed by 4 days of oral cyclophosphamide. And the cyclophosphamide dose was pretty reasonable even by today's standards, 200 per meter squared per day for 4 days. So it was 800 milligrams per meter squared. And the adriamycin when we started out was really pretty low, 30 milligrams per meter squared, but we gradually inched up because no one quite knew what the toxicity was. And we ended up with a regimen in metastatic breast cancer that by clinical responses produced about an 80% response rate and got published in Cancer, which was really the journal at that time, 1975. So now we kind of leap ahead 30 years to the San Antonio Breast Cancer Conference, and that's where the results of the TC regimen came.